3, 2, 1.
Welcome to the Foul Monkeys radio program. Here are your hosts, Ricky and Herb.
Why does that make me giggle every time? It's the best intro ever, I swear to God. Thank you, Lou. We love your Puerto Rican ass. Anyway, this is Foul Monkeys, episode
153.
Yeah, thank you. This is Herb.
This is Ricky.
This is Brett.
And Evan.
So we have a new person. Well, you guys heard of Brett.
What's up?
Well, kind of heard of
Brett. Heard of him.
Listen, okay, I'm going to talk more. All right.
In a tunnel underground.
And louder, please.
And louder. Sorry. There you go.
And then we have Evan, who...
Who looks just
like
Ryan Tarpley. Except...
Don't judge me because I look like Ryan Tarpley. That's kind of bullshit.
Oh.
You know, it's funny, though, because everybody... Wagner's like, no, dude, you don't understand. He looked this way forever. Ryan got that way later. So
yeah,
Ryan looks like Evan. That's
so
what it is.
So he like copied
yeah.
me? Really, I got to
find you haven't seen him?
Dude,
do you know him?
Years. Dude, I went to high school with him.
Remember back in high school, he didn't have the beard and all
dude,
that?
Dude, he looks just like you.
He looks exactly like you.
Yeah.
Now.
It's crazy.
Like the me right. that I made on the Wii could easily be both of you because it's the same thing.
That kid has the weirdest skin in the entire world. You can stick a quarter to his stomach, just and it stays. You put like...
Didn't you show us that?
As much as like $3. Like
I don't think so.
That's weird.
On that kid. It's
what about a dollar bill?
Probably.
No, that's your mom's vagina.
Oh.
At the club. Dude, no.
Damn it.
What's funny about Ryan is that he's like a fucking hairy beast. But we were like, wait, so are you hairy like everywhere? And then he lifted up his shirt and he's like not that hairy. He's like me, but then everything like visible outside of clothing, like arms and legs are that he's
yeah.
fucking a beast.
I don't think he's human.
Yeah, it's weird, man. It's cool though. I mean, you know, hair yeah.
I wish I was hairy.
Well, you're kind of hairy, but
yeah.
we've
yeah,
well
like,
Herb actually saw you without your shirt off,
yeah.
so that's cool.
It was hairier than me.
Hairy. Yeah.
I don't know.
But like I have no back hair. I have one.
That's
patch
okay.
On my back.
You
that's
want
okay.
back hair, Brad?
Yeah, dude. I, think
I have
be
back
awesome.
Hair right here. It's so gross.
That's
no,
exactly
no, no,
where
but,
I have
no,
it.
No, but
his
it's nasty.
No, but it goes all the way around the back of like it's like all here on him, and it looks good because he's not pale white. He used to be a redhead, you know, freckly kid. So it's all freckles. So you can't really tell unless you touch it.
You
know?
Did you convert to regular people?
To blonde person.
Blonde
well,
man.
Around the time that I started masturbating, my hair changed colors.
Well, there you go.
What did you masturbate with? Like fucking peroxide?
Oh, actually, the first time.
I bleached my hair.
I can't believe
I'm
going to talk about this because my mom listens. So,
dude, you showed her Two Girls One
and
Cup. I think the line has been drawn already.
Dude, never masturbate with hair gel.
Or with
oh,
shampoo.
Oh, my God.
Hair gel?
That's horrible.
Doesn't it get sticky?
Oh.
Or like
dude, like the skin
like
of
glue.
Your penis comes off.
I would imagine.
Do you like that bitch from The Shining?
That shit hurts
that
so
was
bad.
So nasty. Remember the old lady in the bathtub? She's all,
yeah, she's all green.
And her skin
yeah.
is all peeling. Oh, yeah.
So rule number one for tonight's show, never masturbate with hair gel.
That's going to be our tagline for the show. We usually take like a quote from the show.
Right.
Yeah.
Like my mom was like, yeah, I have an order of Drew with a side of Fry because Fry is one of our guys on here. And we just take random quotes that are funny and make them the title of our show. So.
Yeah. Oh, one totally thing underrated. That I want to talk about right now.
What's that?
Before, because I got to do it at the beginning and the end. We have a 2-year anniversary coming up on April 29th,
yes,
and we would really like our listeners and other podcasters to give us a call and wish us a happy 2nd year anniversary.
Yay.
We've been doing this for 2 years for free and
for
providing faux free.
2 years is good.
I know, right?
Why aren't you guys charging money? I would.
Because no one would listen to
dude,
us.
You know what, though? You know,
money.
You know what, though? My mom was saying we could totally go to like a mom and pop's restaurant like Black & Brew and be like, hey, man, we'll totally boast your restaurant since nobody fucking
exactly.
knows Black & Brew.
Advertisement.
Right. And yeah. you pay us a little bit and we'll do the show at your restaurant and people can come and be on it live. And
yeah.
my mom was like all over that. And I was like, I don't know, maybe, but it could work.
I'd pay $1 to be there.
But anyway, yeah, give us a call.
Maybe two.
Three's pushing it. I don't know.
Dude, but give us a call or send us something in our P.O. box.
Or an email.
We like cards.
Yeah, we also have
chocolate.
A post office box. You can send us cards, whatever you want to send us.
Dude, we should have got Fry over here. He just texted me.
Yeah, well, it happens.
It's 4:20. He's probably busy.
Lots of people are busy
yeah.
right now.
Well, actually, lots of people are probably just sitting down.
Right.
Yeah.
They're not busy at all.
And staring.
Mentally, they're busy.
They're busy.
Physically, they're probably a couch potato.
Right.
Yeah.
Playing Smash Brothers. What?
Smash Brothers is awesome.
Yeah, man. Hey, Mario Kart Wii just came out.
No, it's coming out April 27th.
Well, okay. Well, it just got reviewed everywhere. Before, Evan, you don't listen to the show. So, anyway, Anybody who hasn't listened
just
to
call
before,
me out, like,
or Evan, or anybody who hasn't listened, what I do is I'll talk about a video game or a band or an album or a movie or something everybody should go see, and then something that everybody should stop seeing. Usually I have more positive ones than negative ones, but I do like to bitch about Apple because I hate Apple.
HIV fries. Positive ones.
Oh my god! All right. Two things: go on YouTube and watch the South Park episode with, or go on what is it? Hula Hoop.
Hulu.
Yeah. Hula Hoop. Go on Hulu and watch South Park, the episode where Cartman gives...
No, you can't watch that on Hulu. That's NBC.
Well, it's only NBC stuff?
Yeah.
Dude, that fucking blows. I thought it was all TV.
No, it's just MTV. Or
there's
MTV.
Certain stuff that are...
Well, that sucks. Yeah, what the hell's on NBC?
I always watch Family Guy on that.
Scrubs, the best show in the
Scrubs.
World.
All right, well, anyway, go online and watch the South Park episode where Cartman gets HIV positive because he can't stop saying, I'm not just sure. I'm HIV positive. It was actually really funny. But if you have AIDS, it probably won't be that funny because it has to do with Magic Johnson and lots of amounts of money. And it's weird.
Injecting it.
But anyway, yeah. So other than that.
Could you imagine injecting that dirty ass money into your body after they minced it into like a juice?
If it cured AIDS, I'd do it.
Dude, it looks like a wheatgrass shot when
do
they
you
put
have
it
AIDS?
In.
No, I mean, if I had AIDS and I wanted to get rid of it.
Dude, I saw that you.
Are you positive?
I'm HIV positive.
Awesome.
We're so fucking done. All right, so
I hate your show. You talk about HIV patients, and
that's
not
fair. That's what we'll hear after this. All right, so other than that,
I'm from San Francisco.
So other than that, go check out Mario Kart Wii when it comes out. What'd you say, the 18th?
27th.
What the fuck am I talking about?
It's the 20th, man.
All right. Go check it out. I hear it's going to be really cool. You get to play with 12 people online. It's going to be awesome. I'm kind of excited.
Yeah, and it's really cool because they have a clip of it on YouTube. And what happens is when it's picking the players for you, they line up at the top, but there's a globe in the middle. And as soon as each player, it shows where they're from.
It shows
from,
like where they're from
and
when they live.
So it's really awesome. Fucking cool.
It's pretty cool.
Definitely. And it shows your me also.
And it's so like, dude, really, I haven't been a Mario Kart fan for a while just because, like, I thought the one on GameCube sucked ass. I just really don't. I haven't liked it since like 64.
64 is the best.
Yeah, it's the shittiest one, but the best one at the same time. You know what I mean? Like, the graphics are terrible, but I've had the most fun with that one, I think.
Definitely.
The one on DS is cool too, but it was like, you know, it was handheld, so it went by a lot of people. Most people, like, you know, they look for Mario Kart on a console. When it comes to like a Game Boy, they're like, oh, you know, fuck that, whatever, it's gonna suck. But I'm kind of excited for this one. It should be all right. So. They have like bikes now and shit, and you can like do tricks on bikes and it makes you go faster. It's like
really?
Weird. Yeah.
Sounds like a lot of fun.
I'm just stoked for like 12 people online because, dude, four player gets like. Four player is like, dude, 1995 gaming.
What was the magic number that like it was always four player? Like that everything started out as four player?
N64.
I mean.
That was the first system to have four ports.
Was it?
Man. Yeah.
Everything else had two,
Brett.
I mean, why not five?
There you go. Talk a little louder.
Well, dude, actually in Japan. The big thing was five. Like, if you ever played like Bomberman, all the ones that came out in Japan were all five player instead of four player because it's like everybody had multi taps or they built the systems where they had five ports on them. But here, I don't know. It's always been four. You know why? It's because the screen splits into four.
Oh yeah.
And like easily. Bomberman, like the only reason Bomberman was five is because everybody's on the same screen at once, so you can have as many as you want. You know what I mean? Like that I remember, like on Saturn, there was some Bomberman game that came out that had 10-player multiplayer on one screen, and the screen would like zoom out. So if you had one of those big projection screens, it was like you could barely see your character. All you do is look for the color. It's like, yeah, that dot is me, but it was fun. So, but anyway, yeah. So, yeah, I'm done with my geek ass rant. Ricky, all
right.
What are you doing, Ricky?
I'm chatting with some people because.
Are you bored?
Tim, no.
Tim penis?
from Terminally Single is thinking about coming here for
Days. To become terminally whorish.
So I told him that he could stay with us, but I'm not for sure if we're going up there on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, or just Sunday, or just Saturday. So I don't know what's going on, because I'm not going into any theme parks. I was thinking about going into Disney Quest.
Since we don't have money.
And just stay there all day long.
Oh, dude,
well,
that,
by the
that
time
would be
June comes around, we'll
That'd
have
be
money,
cool.
I hope.
Yeah, that would be fucking awesome. I would love to like play video games for like 13 hours. That'd be incredible. Yeah. It's like GameWorks, right? Like you only pay once. You don't pay for each game inside, right?
No, you pay a whole price and then you play whatever.
Okay, yeah, that's how GameWorks is. Right on.
So, I told him that he could chill with us if he wants to
he
come,
lives
but
in
I'm
Georgia,
not for
right?
sure. Yeah.
Okay.
But I'm not for sure if we're going every day or what.
Well, he can still stay with us. I mean,
yeah,
you
don't
but have
he,
to
he
go.
Won't. I don't know if he'll have his car. Yeah, he'll have a car, so he could just drive himself.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
So Yeah. That's so, Tim. Well, I guess I just told you we're going to talk about it. So I guess we're still going to talk about it after the show.
Be warned, Tim. You might be not terminally single once you leave here. You might be terminally HIV positive.
Oh,
I'm just joking.
I don't know anyone personally.
You can meet Evan.
Oh,
I mean, he'll be terminally comatose.
Terminally sick.
Dude, that ice cream cake at your house was so fucking good.
It's still there. There's lots left.
Oh my god! It says, dude, okay, the cake says "Booyah" on it. I'm like, I need to eat this now. That's right. That's how cool it is.
Why does it say "Booyah"?
Mike's chick, I guess she works at the bakery at Publix.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
So I told her to put "Booyah" on it. Couldn't think of anything else, man. I'm just gonna write "Happy birthday."
Dude,
oh,
was it your birthday? Right.
Yeah. It was. I got it on Wednesday for my birthday.
Dude, when's all right. Birthday? So
April
16th.
Oh, 16th. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Dude, so we're going to do, like, love connection on Foul Monkeys. Dude, Mike is fucking cute. Some girl needs to, like, hook his ass up or something because he has way too much alone time.
He actually went to a movie tonight with a girl.
Good.
And nobody he would have a lot of guy followers off
of
Marshall.
Dude, he would have a lot of guy followers big time.
Definitely need to hook him up.
Because he's real tattooed and he's, like, pudgy, but he's not too big, but he's not too small. Yeah. And he's kind of like manly man. And
dude, he's got some crazy tattoos.
Yeah, man. Yeah. That vagina ever. Thing yeah. in the middle, that's like hilarious. Okay, Mike, we need to take pictures of this. Like, we have a blog and we post pictures and shit. Like, really, really nasty stuff. Like, you should see. But anyway, so Trucker Mike has this pinup of Jenna Jameson on his stomach. And her vagina is like right in the belly button. And she's all, oh, looking all slutty like a MySpace whore.
Yeah.
And it's awesome. That's all I have to say. I would like do that. You know what I mean? I'd be like, hey man, you can just chill. I will do your belly button.
But his belly button's not hairy. It should be hairy.
Yeah, that's true. I've seen guys with like the armpit vagina, you know, where the girls are like right there. And then, yeah. All right.
Mike's the only person I know of that can pull off a SpongeBob tattoo.
Dude, that's awesome.
Jeremy did that, right?
Yeah.
Jeremy who did my tattoo.
Our tattoos.
Yeah, our tattoos. Yeah.
He did a couple of my tattoos as well.
That's cool. He's not bad.
Yeah.
It's funny, though, because he was like, I was like, dude, I just want to get simple shit done since you're only charging $20, so I might as well get the simple small shit out of the way because he wouldn't do anything bigger than, like, your hand. So he was like, I was like, well, this should be easy for you, right? And he's like, well, actually, dude, stuff with, like, straight lines is really hard. I like to do detailed stuff. I was like, fuck. But it turned out fine. I mean, it's totally fine. He just needs to fill it in a little more, but it's cool.
Most tattoos take at least one good touch-up after you get it done for it to look right.
Dude, I...
Or like with me, 12.
Well, that's because you had Alex tattooed.
And you were drunk.
Maybe a little bit.
Right. Yeah, Brett has tattoos, man. You wouldn't. Yes. Here goes Brett. Brett used to be a crazy-ass motherfucker.
Yes.
His dick is pierced.
Yes.
He has a bunch of tattoos. And he wears a hat like that Cuban revolutionary guy that I can't remember.
Hey, can we say if we get 100 reviews on iTunes that we'll show a picture of your dick?
Oh, dude, that'd be hot.
You really?
Oh, no, we should get Mike's dick.
Just the
we should
dick.
Get Mike's dick.
Mike's is much
yeah,
more.
Yeah, Mike has a lot
he has
more.
Like six
he's not here, but we
he
can get
come
an answer
on the,
from
he
you.
Come on the
I can,
show.
I can agree for Mike. Yeah, I'll make Mike.
He wouldn't care, right?
No, definitely not.
Yeah, whatever.
He has a tattoo on it as well. So
shut up.
Oh yeah,
he
that's
does.
Right.
Dude, we talked about this earlier the other night.
He's got the.
He's got a ruler.
It's well, it's supposed to be a ruler, but he couldn't stand the pain, so it's like four
just a
or five
bunch of
lines that are
right.
A couple of numbers.
Which is kind of shitty because it's like I was like, so how far does the ruler go? And he's like, oh, it only goes to 5. I'm like, ah. But you know, I was just joking.
I'd like start at 5 and then go up.
Yeah, man. You know, to get some cross-eyed whore go home with you.
Exactly.
Holy shit, that shit is 14 years old. I'm gonna fuck my 14-year-old cock. Yeah,
you know it. That's my plan.
Let's go to Applebee's.
All right, so Herb, you have some poems, right?
I do have some poems.
You know, we're doing 2 shows, so you actually should have done 4 poems tonight.
Hey, motherfucker.
We're doing 2 shows.
No,
well, 2 30-minute
shows. Big one.
Okay. No, I don't like one big one.
Yeah, you do.
I like a lot of small ones.
In your booty hole. All right. So for those of you who don't know, new listeners and Evan, anybody who writes us a 5-star review, only 5-star because we are that fucking cool on iTunes, which I can't stand. But if you write a review, I'll write you a poem because you are cool. But iTunes still sucks. I'm sorry. All right. So this guy reviewed us, Mr. C-I-T-O-X-E. I said, here's my poem. I'm going to call you C-Talks because it sounds real dandy. Listen to us more and you're sure to get randy. We'll turn you on and leave you dripping. Too many reviews. My poem skills are slipping. This is like the 15th poem. Most people think they've heard it all, but they just don't know that you're in for some mental rapage when you listen to our show. Nice. And these poems are like 10-second poems, so I can't promise too much, but apparently
they're better than mine.
Yeah, I guess.
Should do gangster rap.
All right, and then
that would be cool. Set it to music.
Do you like Natalie Portman?
Yeah. Oh yeah.
When I was at Harvard, I smoked weed every day.
We should play that.
That shit was so fucking.
Yeah.
We'll play that on.
Yeah,
the
we'll play
it
at the end. Yeah. Okay. What was that shit we played last time? It was like, my puss is so fantastic. Your puss smells like burnt plastic, like fucking Margaret Cho or whatever. It was.
Hey, what's the four numbers for foul on a phone?
It's.
3-6-3-3-6-9
Sorry. 3-6 You can't look at it on the Sidekick though.
I know.
3-6-8-5
Okay. 3-6-8-5 Right. Yeah. So anyway, all right. So the next poem is for Brian, which he hasn't been on the show yet, but he's Brett's brother. What's and that? I think he's kinda cute. I told him though, he was like, I was like, dude, you're cute and all, but you'd be like one night stand hot. He's like, wow, thanks, Herb. I'm like, well, hey, man, you know, we'd get a little sucky suck, but then afterwards I'd be like, all right, man, let's go out and get something to eat, because, yeah, I wouldn't see him as, like, the cuddle-up, like, long-distance-term relationship kind, even with girls. It surprised me, dude.
Yeah, he's very sensitive when it comes to relationships with women.
Yeah, he's, like, a very traditional guy. I, like, totally, it blew me away. All right, so I said, Brian, he said it's a pleasure to know both of us on his review, so I was like, Brian, it's a pleasure. You're lucky you're straight. Because if you weren't, I'd have to mandate some sexual favors or champagne or something. I'm getting off track. Don't drop the soap or lie on your back. I'm seriously kidding, though. You're just a cool dude. Just let Brett put on his clothes. He doesn't like being nude. Because our running joke is that Brett and Brian blow each other and give each other prostate exams because Brett's kind of a flakopotamus, as I call him.
I'm a little flaky.
Or a flakopus.
Yeah, he's a little flaky and... Usually it's like, well, Brian wanted me to go do this.
Positive vibes. He is working on it.
No, he's doing much better. He's getting
absolutely,
better.
I mean, right. I'm here.
Dude, what's let me get on? A sip of that Gatorade. All right. The green one.
The green one?
Yeah, please.
Right. Green one's the best.
Yeah, it is. Seriously. But yeah, so our running joke is that since usually he's late or not like around because of Brian, we're like, they've got to be sucking
just
each other
because
out.
Of Brian. It's my whole family. I mean, we're very close. So it's like, you know, I don't know.
But dude, like I told you when I met you, very close, and you and Brian could easily be, like, if I didn't know any better, I would think y'all are a couple, and he's the dom, and you're the sub.
Whatever.
For shizzle, man. Well, we got to send pictures. We got to put pictures on the blog. I'm going to put pictures, everybody. Go to the blog of Brian and Brett, and we're going to make him do, like, faux sexual poses.
Yeah, I don't think that's going to happen.
It's going to be awesome. I'm sorry.
No, Twitter's cool. Amazing. You put on here, give us a call, we're recording, and we got two new messages just in like 3 minutes.
That's awesome.
Damn, man.
It's awesome.
All right, so let's play them. Let's play one, and then let's do the next one.
Well, we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Shit, man, we need to do some phone
7,
calls.
8. We have 8 phone calls. So we're just going to go order how we got these. So here's the first one.
Hey, Foul Monkeys, it's Alex down in Miami. Just calling to say hello and give you guys a little support. Just want to let you know I'm just signing up to your podcast now. And I'm going to spread the word and make sure everybody knows about you guys. Just wanted to give a big shout out to Ricky, to Sen, and to Mama Seti. Hope you guys are all doing okay. And can't wait to hear Mama Seti on the radio again. Talk to you guys soon. Bye.
That's my mom, by the way.
Yeah, she's awesome.
He was cool, dude.
She was
a nice
on the
guy.
Show. His mom's been on the show 3 times.
Wow.
She could cook this amazing food. Like last time we were here.
Picadillo.
Yeah.
Picadillo is awesome.
That was the best stuff I've ever had in my entire life. It was like sweet and spicy and
any kind of food that you say with an accent probably tastes good.
Well, yeah, she's like,
how about
she's Puerto Rican
grande burrito?
Chalupa. Dude, I was talking let's not talk about that.
Oh, we got call number 3.
Uh-oh.
I like this. I'm going to have to do this more often.
Yeah. Use your Twitter resources.
I know, right?
When I was at Harvard, really, that's smoke weed every day.
By the way, Earth Day is this week.
Oh, yeah, Earth Day. We love Earth.
Yeah.
So instead of drinking out of a plastic can, just dip your hands in the toilet and drink that water.
Absolutely. Conserve.
It's porcelain cup.
All right, you guys ready for the next call?
Yes, sir.
Here we go.
Herb, I will let you know that I am only 51 and a half. I am not 55. Now, my balls may have come out, about 3.5 years before the rest of me emerged from the birth canal.
From the vagina.
So they may be 55, but I am only 51 and a half. And by the way, I was pulled from the womb by my nuts. And
for real?
When I come down for gay days, you better be ready to apologize to the balls in a very appropriate way. And I know you know how, because Ricky's got the second biggest set.
Oh, yes, he does.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to mention that. Bye.
Yeah, we call Ricky's balls his squirrels.
Squirrels,
because it's
squirrels.
Like it's like there's so much skin, it's like flying squirrel material.
But
like
you,
he
wow.
could he could jump off a tree and glide down on his balls.
But you know what's great? I have several coworkers that come up to me and go, "How are your squirrels doing?" I'm like, "Oh my god, no!"
It's fucking amazing.
All right, so we got another call from Alex, but we'll wait until the next show to do that one. Okay. So let's skip ahead and do a different one. So here we go. There's another call.
Yes, sir.
Hello, Foul Monkeys. This is Walt from We're Mean Because You're Stupid. I just had a call because your dramatic reenactment of the skank cheerleaders on today's show had me pissing my pants at work. That was fucking awesome. I think you should revisit that often. But not too often, because it won't be funny anymore, but you really need to do that again, because that really made me happy. That is all. Ballmonkeys.com. Bye.
See, now I want to hear about the cheerleaders.
So yeah. that's Walt
you
from
heard about,
We're Mean Because You're Stupid.
You heard about, like, in Mulberry when those
you know
girls
the
beat up those cheerleaders.
Right, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
We did, like, this reenactment of it, and it was...
Shut up, bitch.
It was, you know, it was hilarious, though, because
you
it's like...
You said Bob was hot on MySpace. I'm like, fucking kick your ass. You fucking whore.
And, like, one of the girls during the thing was like, is this going to, like, take a while? Because I was going to get to cheerleading practice. It was so
like,
fucking
when I go to the beach, kick her ass, bitch.
Pull out that weave, ho. Anyway, it was pretty funny, I guess.
Should we do one more call? Let's do one more
call.
Yeah,
man.
All right, here we go. So, oh, yes, thanks, Walt. And you can check out his podcast along with Holly's and Nessa at WeremeanBecauseYou'reStupid.com. So here we go. Last call for tonight.
That's such a great URL.
Hey, Foul Monkeys. This is Casey from Boise. I don't have an accent, so you said I should call, so I am. I talk normal. Okay, so I got you guys confused. Forgiveness is a virtue, man. I've been on painkillers for months. I got you confused. Bring on the dick slapping. That sounds like fun. Love you guys. Bye.
We apologize for any highness that was recorded during that call.
Right, but so that
was Casey from Idaho,
and the part of his poem was that
I
was
like,
gonna dick slap him in the face
because he got us mixed up. He was like, Ricky is so fucking loud and, like, you know, obnoxious, and he always speaks what's on his mind, and I'm like, isn't that me? And then he was like, and Herb is so nice and, like, gay and stuff, and I was like, isn't that
Ricky
so nice and gay?
Yeah, it was cool. But I told him I wanted to hear how people from Idaho sound.
Yeah, like,
it sounded like he was hiding it. Like,
yeah.
Definitely.
I think
there.
He was talking proper.
Yeah, I was like, Idaho.
There was something there.
Idaho.
All right, that's the end of our phone calls. We'll have some more on the next show. But I want to... oh, okay.
Hey,
that
look,
means we got
look,
an email.
Look, it's Kendall.
Yeah, I've seen him before.
It's your dream boy.
So we had 3 new members to our Frapper map, which is awesome because no one ever signs up or logs onto the Frapper map.
Yeah.
But we have Jessica in Claremont. She's like close to us. That's near Orlando, right?
Really?
Yeah.
So Jessica, give us a call like to our hotline and tell us how you found out about us. And we need you to compare your boobs to Lauren's on the Frapper map and tell us if they're bigger than hers or not. Because Lauren's boobs are so big.
I can
big.
Be a judge.
Lauren
would
probably... Dude, you could be a judge for your back boobs.
Oh,
oh, I'm sorry. You said judge. I'm sorry.
And
you could be a contestant. That's what I'm about to say.
And then we have Alex from Miami, who that's Alex that called. And then we have Freddie from Austin, Texas, which brings our listeners from Texas to about 9,000 people.
Yeah, seriously. Most of our listeners are in Texas. It's really strange.
Really?
Yeah.
Dude.
I've been there. It's big.
Oh, we drove through it for about 9 days.
Yeah.
Okay, assholes. You know what? I want to call out my friend real quick. This is totally random. I have a friend named Chris who lives in Knoxville, Tennessee. Everybody go on LiveJournal. If you have a LiveJournal, his name on there is Slacker X. It's Slacker hyphen X.
Doesn't he put a lot of porns out?
Yeah, he usually it's like, you know, behind the friends cut, he's all, hey, I did this weekend, and it's like video. And we're like, yeah, you know, it's cool. But anyway, he just posted some pictures of this really, I don't even know where it's at. He went with his friend to Tuscaloosa, Alabama, and he went to an old mental hospital that was like totally decayed and like fucked up. And the pictures he has are fucking awesome. Like, holy crap, dude, this looks like movie material.
Wait, where is that?
It's inside an old abandoned mental hospital.
In where?
Alabama. In Alabama.
Oh, okay.
It's like, I don't know. It looks really fucking cool. But anyway, go check those out. They're cool pictures. I'd put them up on our blog, but that's kind of like, you know, stealing picture Flickr bullshit.
All right. So I also want to announce some new podcasts that I've started listening to. Maybe you guys should check it out. There's one called Live It Up. Actually, I'll talk about this in the, I'll talk about it now. It's a pretty good show. I just started listening to it, so I've only listened to two or three episodes, but I love it, so it's good. There's another one called Manhandled in Montana, and it's this guy that does this podcast, and he actually lives in Montana. I was like, dude, someone lives in Montana.
Right?
I was like, I thought it was like Buffalo and Indians and stuff.
Yeah.
And rocks.
And rocks.
Dude, look at that shit. Seriously.
That's scary.
That's fucking crazy, man.
It's amazing.
Let's go there.
Right? And then there's another one called The Way We See It, which is Ryan's podcast, and you guys should check it out.
Oh, so, Ryan, like Ryan?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, so what's going on?
Ryan,
the Ryan that we know?
No, not Ryan.
This other Ryan, yeah.
So you can't just name someone else like Ryan. Like,
you guys are like lipping each other. You're like...
Ryan. Lipping?
Ryan. Well, I didn't know.
Yeah. So we're going to end this one, and then we'll think about doing another one.
All right, bitches, give us a call.
It's not too bad.
Give us a call. It's 206-984-FOWL.
Remember our two-year anniversary. We'd appreciate a phone call or a,
card
email or money.
Yeah, our
money.
P.O. Box is...
Always send money.
P.O. Box is 725... P.O. Box 725, Lakeland, Florida, 33802.
Yes, sir.
Give us a call at 206-984-FOWL. Join our Frapper map. Email us at foulmonkeys@gmail.com.
And tell our straight boy guests if you think they're hot.
Yes.
Because it does happen, dude. We get like the Foul Monkeys love connection. It's weird. They'll be like, wow, man, that guy's voice was so hot. Except it's not as breathy.
And then, let's see, what's the last thing? Visit our blog. We've had a lot of people talking about our blog. It's awesome. It's nasty and gross.
Yeah. Seriously, seriously.
But it's cool. So, all right. So I guess we're out here. This is Ricky.
This is Herb.
This is Brett.
And Evan.
Later, people.
We're sitting here today with film star Natalie Portman.
Hello.
So, Natalie, what's a day in the life of Natalie Portman like?
Do you really want to know?
Please, tell us.
I don't sleep, motherfucker, off that yak and that Durbin. Doing 120, getting hit while I'm swerving.
Damn, Natalie, you a crazy chick.
Yo, shut the and suck my I'm busting dudes' mouths like gushers, motherfucker. Roll up on NBC Inspector, now Jeff Tucker.
What you want, Natalie?
To drink and fight.
What you need, Natalie?
Just go all night. Don't test me when I'm crazy off that airplane view. Put my foot down your throat till you're in my shoe. Leave you screaming. Pay for my dry cleaning. Man, it's my name that he's screaming.
I'm sorry, Natalie. Are we to believe you condone driving while intoxicated?
I never said I was a role model.
But what about the kids that look up to you? Do you have a message for them?
All the kids looking up to me can suck my It's Portman, mother Drink till I'm sick. Bring it through and pump nudges down the hall. Watch you laugh and cry while I laugh you die. And all the dudes, you know I'm talking to you.
We love you, Natalie.
I wanna you too. It's for Portman.
Natalie, I'm surprised. All this from a Harvard graduate.
Well, there's a lot you may not know about me.
Really? Such as?
When I was in Harvard, I smoked weed every day. I cheated every test and started all the yay. I got a deaf posse. You got a bunch of dudes. I'll sit right there on your face and take your
Yeah.
Natalie, one final question. If you could steal a smooch from any guy in Hollywood, who would it be?
No more questions.
Well, folks, looks like we're at the end of another show, but don't worry, the boys will be back for another episode real soon. Now let's go and cornhole some drunks.
Your mom goes to college.